Hey everyone, welcome to the Tribe Culture Life podcast, where our stories and our lives matter. I'm your host, Brittany Montgomery, and I invite you to listen in a few times a month as I chat about issues that we as members of the Black and POC communities face every day. I'll be sharing stories and perspectives that matter to you, from raising children to relationships, entrepreneurship, and traveling, and all aspects in between. If any of those topics interest you are definitely my tribe, and you are definitely in the right place. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Tribe Culture Life podcast. Today I am chatting with Bianca Hughes. Bianca is a licensed professional counselor and authenticity coach, and the owner of Authentically Being You Counseling based in Dunwoody, Georgia. And today we're chatting about letting go of perfection and embracing authenticity. So Bianca, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Brittany, for having me on here and really allowing me to speak and share with your tribe.
Yes, super exciting. So jumping right in, right? Authenticity. And actually, before we get to that, tell us a little bit about the work that you do as a counselor and what kind of specifically you specialize in.
Yeah, so I, like you said, I'm a licensed professional counselor here in the state of Georgia. Just not to confuse everybody, I am from London, born and raised. I just always say it not to throw people off. So my specialty is primarily with women who are struggling with perfectionism. And that's that sense of not being enough, that exhausting cycle of trying to be enough. And I think we can all relate it to it in some way or another. And the work that I do with them is a lot around identity, boundaries, relationships in terms of relationship with themselves and others. And one thing I'm really working through right now and recognizing that perfectionism is a response to trauma, in particularly more the psychological, emotional type of trauma, and really helping them to embrace their imperfections and authentically be themselves.
And when you say authenticity in like relationships with, you know, the people that you love and care about, what does that necessarily mean? Does that mean like kind of like owning, you know, what you want, or what exactly does that look like?
Man, it's so many different things. I talk about this a lot. First of all, authenticity is a journey, right? So I think it's so important to say that we don't feel like we've arrived, because that can be really frustrating if we've done the work and then feel like, oh my God, this is another area I'm not authentic in. So for me, first and foremost, for me personally, authenticity is about honesty. And for me personally, that honesty starts with God, then myself, and then with others. And that means really being honest about what's important, what's not important, what my values are, and living that out as much as I can. I want to say being intentional to live that out, because we do fall short because we are human. And so once we're intentionally living that out in the ways that align with our values, with our belief system. So for my belief system is I'm Christian, so I'm going to do that aligns with that. That's authenticity. My belief system is I love growth, right? That's a strong value. So I am constantly aligning things that help me to align, to grow, and then also aligning with people that help me to grow too, right? So I think it's just an evolving journey.
I love that. So it seems like it's kind of an all-encompassing term. It can mean a lot of different things for different people, just kind of depending on what you value and what you stand for. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
So what inspired you to become an authenticity coach? Did you have struggles or challenges that you dealt with, you know, before, or what kind of was the catalyst for that?
Yeah. So for me, the struggle of perfectionism is definitely one, and like authenticity is really much the opposite in the sense because authenticity is messy and it's very gray. And with perfectionism, it's a lot about black and white, and gray doesn't like to move into that. And I like to say that, you know, perfectionism is in different areas of our lives. I don't use the term perfectionist because that's a person and that's not who we are. It's really more of a belief system. And so for me, authenticity, I've always been authentic in a way that my family is from the Caribbean, so anyone who's listening and knows the Caribbean, we're very honest and we're very raw to the point that, like, this is not necessary. We don't need to know that. And so I think that part has always been part of me, but I think that it's always been more in the judgmental towards other people and not necessarily with myself. And so, which is the hard thing, right? So with the perfectionism and really finding out the perfectionism as a therapist, the authenticity coach really came up for creating this space where I like to separate, where I think authenticity coach allows me to fully show up, because there are some barriers being a therapist, right? Because we have ethics and we have these things that we have to go by. And I do my best to be authentic in that space, but there's limitations. And so authenticity coach came from the space of being there. Bianca, being this, all the things that I am and all the areas that I navigate, how do I navigate that and how do I help other people navigate that and step outside of that box and be their authentic self, whatever space that looks like.
I love that. Thank you for sharing your journey. When you talk about perfectionism, one of the reasons I was super excited to have you on the show, of course, you know, a lot of my listeners are moms like me, and I feel like that is such a huge thing that we deal with, you know, now with like Pinterest and then, of course, like Instagram. So you feel like everything that you do has to be perfect because it has to be for public consumption. You know what I mean? Then, you know, you have the added layer of being a mom of color. And so you still feel like, you know, there are a lot of eyes on you. And I don't know, do you feel like you see that a lot with your clients?
Absolutely. I am like parents in general, but of course, primarily I see women, but I'm definitely a cheerleader for letting parents know that you got to give yourself a break. You weren't given a manual. And first and foremost, and always, you are human. You don't like have a baby. It's not like you know, I'm human and then I have a baby and I'm this awesome parent. That's unrealistic. That's just, you know, but society and life puts that on you. And I'm like, these, you know, one of the things I work a lot with is unrealistic expectation. That's unrealistic. So, you know, I always talk to women and especially women of color, like, where did this expectation come from? And who judges that expectation? Like, who are the people that made this up? And so when you start looking at that, you're like, wait, well, who am I doing this for? What am I doing this for? And what is the purpose? So that goes back to that authenticity piece and being really honest and asking those questions. It's just unrealistic expectations that we don't even know who made them up, basically, pretty much. But I will say this, especially for people of color, in particularly for Black people, is that we do have intergenerational trauma. We do have things that have been passed down from slavery that impact us. You know, I've been doing a lot of reading around intergenerational trauma and epigenetics, and that's the epigenetics is those things, behaviors, and characteristics that are kind of attached to our DNA and then passed down. Mm-hmm. And so we, especially I feel like this generation, really has to begin to question those things. Like, is this who we are? Like, is this our culture? Or is this us still continuing this from slavery? And like, you know, do we still need to be in survival mode? Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes we do. But then is this all of our life that we have to be that way?
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you bring that up too. You know, when you think about it, I guess authenticity is, you know, basically just another way that we kind of decolonize our thoughts and our thought process and how we see the world. Because just like you said, there are a lot of behaviors, even, you know, like raising kids and, you know, the way you kind of present mm-hmm. yourself to the world that are, like you said, is it my culture or is this, you know, a direct result of something that those that came before me experienced? And now I am still doing the same action or I'm still acting, you know, using the same behavior, and there's no need for it at this point.
Oh my God, yeah, so good. I love that. Authenticity decolonizes. Yeah, I love that. I like that.
Thank you. Well, I can't take credit for it. I am a part of a parenting group, and it's mm-hmm. Parenting Decolonized, and so like that's her big thing. So I've kind of like taken that in and kind of used it, and I feel like it's just like such a really amazing concept for, I mean, just every aspect of our lives, because there's a lot that we deal with and a lot that is kind of ingrained in our psyches, you know, that we still need to really work through. And I think, you know, now especially 2020 has given us, it's been a rough year, but it's given us a lot of time to slow down and maybe kind of engage in some self-reflection. And, you know, mm-hmm. now, so some of those things and some of those concepts are kind of coming to the forefront, and a lot more people are kind of, you know, paying it a little bit more attention, which I think is really great.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for sharing where that came from. I think, yeah, 2020 brings a lot of reflection, and I love the idea of decolonizing parenting. I think yeah. that's so important.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. And I'm curious, have you noticed kind of like an uptake in, you know, clientele that are interested in kind of the search for authenticity this year?
There's an uptake in clients just in general, just because of the whole pandemic. I wouldn't say, so with the authenticity piece, people initially come to me for perfectionism. Authenticity is really is separate. And I actually try to make more of that separation with the business. But I feel like people do say, yes, I've had enough and I really do want to be more authentic and more me. So I think this year is people are realizing with the pandemic that, wait a minute, everything that I have been distracting myself from, they look in that mirror and they're like, who am I? And I think that's, you know, they didn't even have to say authenticity. I just think when you look in the mirror and you're asking that question, who am I? Often it's like, is this really me? Am I being my true self? So I think without saying the word authenticity, I do think that a lot of people are coming in because they're realizing, wait, I need more. This is not who I want to be.
So they don't. Yeah, that's a really good point. So they may not necessarily know what they're looking for, but they know whatever is going on right now is not working for me.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So what does like the first couple of steps of that journey, what does that look like for people?
For authenticity?
Yes.
You mean?
Sorry.
No, that's okay. So, gosh, it's so many different things. So, you know, it's so hard to say. It really depends on where the person is and what they're doing. So assessing what's working and where their strengths are. I like to kind of focus on that, like what's working for you right now, where your strengths are, so people don't feel so defeated. And then you're looking at the emotional component, you're looking at the mental, physical, spiritual component. One of the things I'm doing a lot now personally is really paying more attention to the body. In terms of what is it saying, what does it need, and is this helpful for my body? And so, because it's mind, body, and soul, or some people say mind, body, and spirit. And so, you know, with being a therapist, you focus so much on the mind, and I'm like, oh wait, this body is especially as I'm older now, this body is, you got to pay attention to it. What does it need? What is it doing? So assessing those areas and seeing where someone is, because I don't feel like when it comes to authenticity that just, we're not just authentic. I just feel like that changes. I mean, not changes, that is in different areas of our lives too. So I think that's a good place to start, is like strengths and then what we might need.
Hey y'all, so if you're listening to this episode, I know you're my tribe and I'm 100% sure you're as passionate about supporting Black and POC-owned businesses as I am. Have you ever gone to purchase something or look for a service provider and had to jump on the Googler or wade through Facebook groups filled with spam and unrelated ads to find what you're looking for? Well, I created the Black-Owned Spotlight Group to help alleviate some of that drama. Join our community where customers just like you shout out their favorite Black and POC-owned businesses with real reviews and positive experiences. Find what you're looking for through a quick search or shout out your own favorite Black or POC-owned business. Word of mouth is still huge for lots of small businesses. They need our help now more than ever, and a quick shout out is a great way to help ensure they'll be around for years to come. Ready to join us? Go to alldaybrittany.com/Black-Owned Spotlight for more info. And now back to the show. And so tell me a little bit more about kind of, it sounds like you were describing kind of like a mind-body connection. So what does that mean? Like, are we talking about like, you know, physical responses to certain, I guess not activities, but certain like events in your life, or how you like, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so I like to make it just real simple. So even now, if you just sat there and just took a deep breath in and breathed out, and then you just do a body scan. So you just do from the top of your head down to your neck, down to your shoulders, down through your arms, through your chest, through your hips, your legs, and down to your feet. And you're just noticing, what do I notice? Do I notice my jaw is tight? Do I notice my shoulders are tense? Do I notice any pains? A big one I pay attention to is stomach. That's where a lot of anxiety is. What's going on there? So when we take those few moments, it could be like 2 minutes, but it's about being intentional. We can pay attention to what's really going on. Meditation is a great way to do that as well. But yeah, just doing a body scan, and that just brings us in touch with what's going on. I love to be present, be in nature. It just kind of calms us down and helps us do that reconnecting from when you're running around, especially if you guys are moms, right? And I know moms have a hard time with this, but you have to put yourself first. You can, if you really want to be a good mom and you want to do all this stuff and you want to be all this Pinterest mom, you know what you got to do? You still have to put yourself first.
Yes, to all of that. That is that is such a good point. And it is so hard for moms, I think, to just take a moment. I think people in general, but definitely moms, because you have kids. And then, you know, a lot of us have our side hustles and our different kind of, you know, things that we're doing. And so it's very difficult to kind of take a minute and just be still and take stock of, you know, how am I feeling, you know, right at this moment. So thank you for breaking that down and kind of making it plain for us. I felt like that was almost like a little mini session.
Yeah, it felt like it. But I think as well, you have to remember the mindset. One time I heard this, I listened to the most random stuff, but I think it was, because I love to learn. So it was a monk, and he said something so key. He talked about meditation, and he said, we actually get more done when we meditate. And the reason that is because when we meditate, when we connect, when we do the body scans, we're taking a breath and it allows us to think. So then what happens is our decisions, we make better decisions. So when we make better decisions, we make less mistakes. And so we're not having to redo our decisions over and over again. Just something simple, like you want to do a shopping list, okay, meditate, then write the shopping list. You're more likely not to forget something on that list. Does that make sense? Yes, and so absolutely. When we, I know we feel like we don't have enough time, that's such a big thing. But my thing is this, if you really want to have enough time and you want to do it all, meditate and then come back and tell me, like I can put my house on it. You're going to tell me like, oh, I do have more time when I meditate. Like things just kind of fall in place.
I love that. And thank you so much for explaining that. I listen to a lot of other like mommy podcasts and I consume a lot of mommy centric literature. And that has always been like the big thing, you know, you're talking about like morning routines. They're like, oh yeah, I meditate, but I have never heard such a helpful and like really just like it really makes it very clear and plain kind of understanding for why meditation works. Cause normally you hear it and you're just kind of like, oh yeah, yeah, meditate. Okay, cool, cool, cool. But that makes so much sense.
You're welcome. Yes. I know. I like to make things make sense. If it don't make sense, I'm like,
Yeah, for sure. It's hard to understand. Like, okay, they're telling me I should be doing this, but I don't really get why, but okay, I'm going to try it. So that's a lot better. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you are in Dunwoody, Georgia. And just for anyone listening that might want to check you out, do you just service that area? And do you also do like virtual or kind of what does that look like for you?
Yeah. So if you're looking to do therapy, it is a state of Georgia. Because of course now with the pandemic, I mean, I've always been the state of Georgia, but now with the pandemic, of course, we're doing a lot more online. And I'm thankful enough that my space is actually big enough that people can come in. So there are options for that. And so that's the state of Georgia I'm seeing clients. And that will definitely be if you're thinking more of the perfectionism. With the authenticity coach piece, that's something I'm bringing back up again. Just working on some new programs. So probably by the time, I don't know, whenever this comes out, you might have some more stuff. But that's definitely anywhere that's virtual, and that's more geared towards Black Christian women, one of the courses. And then another course, which I've been going back and forth about, is just not really a course, but giving people the option to coach around genital herpes. So I recently shared that I have genital herpes on my own podcast a couple of months ago, and I've just had such an influx, especially from Black women, of, oh my God, thank you for sharing, blah, blah, blah. So I've already, you know, coached one person and it made a difference. So, and again, that's around authenticity, right? And not hiding from that. So that's another piece. So I always say to people, just go to Authentically Be You for all things therapy. And then you can just go to Bianca Keisha for all things authenticity. If that makes sense.
Perfect. Yes, it does. And that is really awesome. I think there's still, and it's so surprising, but there's still a lot of stigma, I think, that surrounds genital herpes. And it doesn't seem like there's a lot out there to kind of help people through that, you know, so that's really cool.
Yeah, so much stigma.
Yeah. And so, okay, last kind of random question, but you did mention at the beginning of the podcast that you are from London. So how did you end up in Georgia of all places? And not sure about Georgia, because, you know, I lived in Georgia for a few years, but that's just like, that's a long trip. So,
yeah, I love telling people this story. And the reason why I like telling this people is that you need to follow your dreams. And what your heart says. So I always wanted to come to America. I actually never had a destination. And I remember leaving one job, getting another one, actually got fired. And I'm glad I got fired, because the next job I had, and in plus one, because of the next job I had, and two, because I wasn't on track. And I reminded myself I really needed a company that had offices in America. So I was very intentional. Actually did not get the job the first time, but I guess the person they wanted turned it down, so I ended up getting the job. And so I got the job and was there for 2 years and just really sought out the opportunity with the office in Atlanta and was able to get a transfer, get my visa and all that kind of stuff. And I have been here for 15 years now. Yeah, January makes 15 years. Nice. So it was always a dream and a desire. There were some delays and stuff, but it all worked out and I'm still here. You know, I haven't gone back to live. Of course I go to visit. So that's how I ended up. And then, oh, I always tell people this, that was another career that was in travel. And then so this is a second career, being a therapist. So maybe 7 years ago, so 2013 was when I went back to study for my master's. So yeah, I've done it all. I know, it's a story.
For sharing that with us. I just, yeah, definitely noticed your accent at the very beginning. So I think that's, I always love to hear how people end up where they are. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, welcome. You're welcome.
Yes. And so one more time, go ahead and drop your links. We're, of course, going to put these in the show notes for you all. But if you want to, Bianca, just go ahead and drop your links real quick. Let us know where we can find you and your socials.
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to give you my two different websites and then you can find all my socials there. So if you want therapy, just go to AuthenticallyBU and that's BEYOU.com. And then if you want more of like the podcast, the authenticity lifestyle journey, Bianca Keisha, and that's Keisha spelled K-E-S-H-A. So I think you guys may say Kesha, but BiancaKeisha.com is the other one.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much again. This has been super, super fun. So I really appreciate you being here and shedding some light on what you do. I think it's very important work. So yeah, thanks again.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say this, moms, you are doing an amazing job. Okay. I have nieces and nephews. I have 5 nieces, 1 nephew. I had 2 of my nieces one time and it was a nightmare, but I made it and I survived because they were young. I think they were like 2 and 1 was still a baby, but I survived and I celebrated that I survived. And I want you to celebrate that you survive every day. Okay. So, you're doing it and it's a lot of hard work. So
thank you. That's awesome. Yeah. We don't hear that enough. So thank you so much. That's really cool.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you, Brittany.
Thanks. All right. See you next time, guys. All right. Bye. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're new here, join our tribe and hit that subscribe button. And be sure to come and find me on Instagram at itsbrittany24 and tell me what you thought of this week's episode. I value your opinions and your feedback, so feel free to leave a comment or shoot me a DM and let me know your thoughts. Until next time.